listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The nation's first primary is underway. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I am voting for Pete Buttigieg.
But this man is a Bernie bro voting for Sanders in New Hampshire.
I think he's once-in-a-lifetime candidate. I think he has the vision that we need.
Most of the polls in the state are now open. Fox's Tanya J. Powers live in Nashua.
Well, Dave, candidates are still out there trying to sway voters. Senator Amy Klobuchar recorded some last-minute undecided ones this morning in Manchester.
Something's happening here, and we just want to seize the moment. So I'm going to work my heart out all day.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has portrayed himself as an underdog in this contest, focusing his strategy beyond New Hampshire.
We're going to do just fine heading south and across this country. We're going to win this nomination.
Now, New Hampshire officials have said there should not be any problems getting the results this evening, hoping to avoid the problems that Iowa had, Dave.
Oh, Tanya Klobuchar has the early lead. After three tiny towns voted at midnight, she got 8 Democrat votes. Sanders and Elizabeth Warren each got 4. 3 people wrote in Mike Bloomberg. On the Republican side, President Trump got 30 votes. Bill Weld had 8. And the president held a rally last night in Manchester.
My only problem is I'm trying to figure out who is their weakest candidate. I think they're all weak.
And he just tweeted it was the biggest political rally in New Hampshire history. A former Trump associate could be going away for a while. Federal prosecutors want Roger Stone to get up to 9 years at sentencing next week for lying to Congress in the Russia probe.
Stone was arrested in a pre-dawn raid and accused of misleading investigators about his efforts to find out when WikiLeaks would release hacked Democratic National Committee emails in 2016. President Trump is calling the sentencing recommendation a miscarriage of justice on Twitter, claiming the real crimes were on the other side.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. A federal judge has just approved a major merger, T-Mobile's $26 billion takeover of Sprint, though the attorneys general in New York and California both reacted quickly, saying they'll consider appealing the ruling. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
The coronavirus has now infected more than 43,000 people, and there are 13 confirmed cases now in the U.S. More than 1,000 patients have died, all but 2 in China.
The World Health Organization has sent a team of experts to China to investigate the coronavirus outbreak, which has now claimed more lives than the SARS epidemic of 2002 and 2003. 99% of cases remain in China, where officials over the weekend confirmed the first death of a U.S. citizen, a 60-year-old hospitalized in Wuhan.
That's Fox's Jonathan Seri. Now, this corona outbreak does put the economy at risk. That's what the head of the Fed is telling Congress in his semi-annual report to lawmakers. Yet, Federal Reserve Chairman Jay Powell says the economy remains durable for now with steady growth and unemployment near a half-century low. Powell will testify at the House next hour. On Wall Street, Dow futures up more than 100 ahead of the opening bell the day after the Dow and the Nasdaq rose. The Nasdaq S&P 500 hit record highs. The Philippines no longer wants to play war games with us.
The Philippines saying it's notified the U.S. Embassy in Manila that it's terminating the so-called Visiting Forces Agreement, an accord used for joint military exercises.
As the president said, it's about time we rely on our own resources. We have to strengthen our own capability.
Filipino President Rodrigo Duterte's spokesperson. Duterte has been a frequent critic of American policies while praising those of Russia and China. The American embassy calling the move a serious step with significant implications for the U.S.-Philippines alliance. Simon Owen, Fox News.
In Missouri, St. Louis County has agreed to a $10.25 million settlement with a gay police lieutenant who had sued, saying he was passed over for promotion 23 times and was told to tone down his gayness. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A dozen Illinois sites are being added to the National Register of Historic Places. Two of the sites are in central Illinois, the Downtown Urbanic Historic District and the Paris High School and Gymnasium. About the Downtown Urbanic Historic District, the listing says it is significant for both its history and its architecture. Excellent examples of a variety of 19th and 20th century architectural styles and types are represented throughout the district. It contains 41 historical properties and continues to offer a thriving and enriching environment for its patrons. A man accused of murdering a Mahomet woman more than 10 years ago goes to trial starting today. 31-year-old Michael Henslick is accused of assaulting and stabbing his former Mahomet Seymour classmate, Holly Cassano, in 2009. Henslick was in court for a pretrial hearing on Monday and for the selection of jury members who will hear the case this week. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Check our ESPN 93.5 3-day weather, and we do have some stuff. We're hoping in Champaign, Urbana, and Central Illinois to be water, but it could be ice and it could be snow.
That's right. Today's high 38, down to 25. Tomorrow we have a high 34, low 21, with a 100% chance of precipitation. What shape that will take is yet to be seen. Morning snow showers, windy conditions on Thursday as temperatures go from 25 to 5 below. Sunshine Friday, cold, high 10, low 2. 30 now with the clouds on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, I'm looking at this thing. Kind of scattered. I mean, I see it. It's over in New Mexico and coming across Panhandle and Oklahoma and then moving up. But yeah, it's a long way away. But tomorrow we're going to get stuff. And on my little weather thing, yeah, starts tomorrow, but I don't know exactly hour by hour yet. Okay, anyway, we'll track it. And again, we're just keeping our eyes on it. And it's still winter, but it's, 29 days in February this year. So if you do have a February 29th birthday, congratulations. You get to celebrate it this year. And then March is a whole new deal. Because, it's spring, and the Fighting Illini could very well be in the NCAA tournament. Why do I say could very well be? Because the Big Ten's so hard. We play Michigan State tonight. The Spartans are coming in as a favorite on my home court. No. Mike Pearson, how in the heck are you?
Hey, I'm fine. You know, that's my alma mater coming into town tonight.
Well, how can they be favored in my yard, in my back?
Hey, and they're not even ranked. When's the last time you saw at one time the number one team in the country fall out of the rankings?
Well, it's been since 2003, since Illinois played Michigan State when the Illini were ranked and Michigan State wasn't. Isn't that an amazing run, though? That is an amazing.
They've had a great run, and I'm very proud. I don't know if you know this or not, Stevie, but Tom Izzo was my best man at my wedding.
I did know that. You told me that. He's one of the really good guys. Yeah.
He's a terrific guy. He's never changed.
I tell you what, when he sat on the living room floor in the dark and cried because Chris Webber chose Michigan. That was in the Fab Five book, I think, in 1990. When Michigan essentially came up with enough cash to get all that done, and all those guys went there, and, of course, we know what happens after all that. But when Tom Izzo took over for Judd Heathcote, which is a phenomenal story. I mean, you're going, what? They're going to promote the assistant? They know what they're doing? Yeah. And look at this run. Yeah. It's an amazing two-coach team. I don't know, in America, I guess, you know, Syracuse or something, but in America, has there been that kind of a run? It's amazing.
Well, you date back, see, Judd's first year was 1975.
Wow.
So
that's Lou Henson's here. I think it's Lou Henson's first year, too.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, they've had great consistency. Now, if they could find that on the football side, they have a little issue right now.
I was shocked that you know, the top guys said no. I really was, because I thought Michigan State was a dandy job. I thought D'Antonio's done a good job.
They have had some public relations issues these last few years, which has taken them down a rung. Mm. You know, the Larry Nasser debacle has just crushed their spirit up there. And isn't it amazing what one man can do?
Penn State, I mean, has recovered, but what a sickening story that was as well. But the gymnast doctor has been horrible for Michigan State. There's no doubt about that. Mike Pearson, we all knew Tab Bennett, and I think there's a whole lot of our audience that has no idea who Tab Bennett was, but he was an outstanding football player in the 70s for us. I believe played for Bob Blackman, and then became our sports information director, correct?
Yep. Theodore Anthony Bennett, Tab. Took his initials and came up with his nickname, but He was a terrific person. As you say, he was a heck of a football player in a time when Illinois football wasn't very good. He was a second-team All-American for Bob Blackman in 1972.
Wow.
And really chased quarterbacks around as well as any defensive end in the country at that point. But, this was a guy who, was talented in many, many different ways because he, as you know, had a wonderful personality and used it to further the University of Illinois in many other different ways.
Well, he of course, is Black History Month. So you wrote a piece yesterday. How do people connect and read that?
Oh, gosh. It's amazing. Again, he's been gone for 25 years. And the name Tab Bennett still is magic in Champaign-Urbana because of the people that he touched through the years, But through his volunteerism, you might remember, his days as a player. He was one of the pioneers in volunteering for kids in those days. Because he wanted to connect with some of the minority kids in the community, and he held a volunteer football camp. A couple of his teammates went around with him, had a volunteer camp, and connected with all of these African American kids, and talked to them and asked them who Tab Bennett was. They'll tell you who that guy was.
I think it was 1971 or two, and my brother Johnny was on the. At Willard Airport, the old Willard, and he got off the plane and said, "I just sat by Tab Bennett," and I just flipped because I was like 12. I said, "Oh, you can't, Tab." And then I went to the autograph day at the stadium, and he got his autograph, and I, did one of those things like, "Yeah, my brother sat by you on the airplane." So a half hour later, I leave, and he looks at me and says, "Tell your brother hi." I was so impressed by that, and he wrote. "Best wishes, sincere regards, Tab Bennett." I still have it somewhere in my life. And for the next decade, I would practice my autograph by saying, "Best wishes, sincere regards, Steve Patrick Turner." I'd write my name out. And Tab Bennett was such a... And when Johnny played football at Illinois and was scout team player of the year, he said, "You wouldn't believe what the guys did. When he got it, I thought he won an Academy Award. They stood and cheered." Tab said, "I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything like it. But he was such a good man. How did he die?
Well, he had, if you remember, during the Final Four run for the Flying Illini in Indianapolis, when they made the stop there for a couple of games, he had an auto accident.
Oh.
And it really was a severe one. It caused many other issues, and in 1994, I believe, that he passed at the age of 42. He and I were the same age.
Wow.
He hired this rookie out of Michigan as his assistant sports information director, and we were the very same age, and I was very fortunate to work for him for 4 years. He hired me at the astounding salary in 1975 of $8,500.
Rich.
And I thought I was rich.
Yeah, I mean, that's $85. That's that you. Why didn't you buy me a dinner? I mean, wow, look at you. That's amazing. That's a great story.
Here's what Tab did. He knew how much I was making. You know what he did? He went out and got me a courtesy car. The courtesy car was worth much more than my salary.
Wow.
But that's the kind of guy he was.
He was
always looking after people. And so, I have a very special place in my heart for Tab Bennett.
Me too. Tab Bennett. And this is Black History Month. Can people read what you wrote online that I saw, Mike?
Yes, they sure can. Just go to fightingillini.com. I think it's still posted there. We have a whole series of
of articles coming up. I just talked to Preston Pearson.
Oh, no kidding.
And no relation. No relation, by the way.
Yeah.
But
right.
he has an amazing story from going from a defensive specialist on the basketball team, averaging about 6 points a game, to playing in 5 Super Bowls.
Yeah, no, and Dallas and Roger Staubach, I think he got a touchdown in the Super Bowl, didn't he? I thought so.
Yeah, that's right.
Unbelievable.
No, he was a heck of a player.
No, that's amazing.
And we're doing pieces on Janelle Polk and
I remember Janelle.
And Tyra Perry and Morris Virgil there's lots of good stories. Manny Jackson, Governor Vaughn. There's a lot of good Black History Month stories coming
awesome.
Up. So make sure you go to FightingIllini.com.
And also, your Illini Legends list and lore can be purchased how?
Oh, I think it can still be purchased. It's still out there on Amazon.
Okay.
I know that.
Right.
And I'm not sure. Are there bookstores yet in Champaign-Urbana?
I'm telling you, is there a bookstore left in Champaign-Urbana? I don't know. Honestly,
I bet it's at the
Noble. Is it Barnes and Noble? Barnes and Noble's still out
right.
there. Yeah.
Barnes and Noble and the Illini bookstore there on
Illini bookstore.
Is that still around?
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. A brand new building down there, right? Hey, Mike, you're the best, buddy. I always appreciate chatting and keep up your great work for the Illini.
Hey, thanks, Stevie.
Always a pleasure. Mike Pearson, good guy. But Tab Bennett was a man. He was like, I think he was on that airplane that Johnny rode next to him on visiting the Dallas Cowboys. I think the Cowboys were interested, and I think he did play a little bit in the NFL, but he was a vivacious, outgoing, but he impressed a 12-year-old. And if you have any significance as far as stature or people know you, that's what you ought to be doing. And you'll never know how that's going. You never know the impact you have on anybody. That's why you need to try and be as good as you can all the time. Michael Jordan used to dress up in a 3-piece suit. Impeccable. Because as he walked from the locker room to the bus to the plane, he said, this will be the only time anybody ever sees me in their life. And I want to look good.
I see.
So you always want to do good, look good, and make an impression.
Well, there you go.
That is positive. Here we go. Sports headlines, 8:17, big night.
Yes, number 22, our Illini, facing Michigan State, who aren't even ranked and have lost at least 3 in a row.
But yet they're favored.
Right.
Come on, man.
What?
My house?
Exactly.
I thought this was a house of pain, P-A-I-G-N.
Exactly. Those are some of the game day spirit orange shirts they're selling today also. Number 13, Penn State will visit Mackey Arena to take on those Purdue Boilermakers. That'll be a good one at 5:30. Nebraska is at Maryland, number 9 Maryland, at 7:30 tonight. Number 7, Duke over number 8 Florida State yesterday, 70-65. No surprises there. As far as that AP top 5, Baylor, Gonzaga, Kansas, San Diego State, and Louisville in the top 5. Brooklyn over the Pacers, 106-105. Bulls at Washington tonight. Sydney Sickles, the sophomore softball player. I'm doing so good with that alliteration. It's everything else that's been bad.
Sally sits by the seashell.
Exactly.
The seaside.
She got Big Ten Pitcher of the Week, and I think it's 14 strikeouts or something. And we're at the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
Awesome. I did pull up that note about the gas station attendant act that would make Illinois one of only 2 states nationwide to bar all drivers from self-service at gas stations. This is House Bill number 4571. The Gas Station Attendant Act would only dedicate employees who would pump the gas at Illinois gas stations. Drivers would not be allowed to fill up directly as they have for decades. As you go on down, it says this is one of the numerous things, Illinois feeling pain at the pump, as well as the DMV, parking garages, and more. $1.9 billion vehicle-related tax and hike fees signed into law by Governor J.B. Pritzker in 2019.
Well, when does it go into effect?
I mean, it's not. It's still a House Bill, Gas Station Attendant Act now.
Well, we got to get on that. That's dumb.
I know.
Nobody will like that. Let's talk about that after we get the update on See You at Home.
Yeah, from Rob Dahlhaus.
Rob Dahlhaus about how they're asleep Friday night in the cold. We'll touch on that, and then we'll want to talk about this gas station in Tenterville. Here's your weather.
Right. High 38, low 25, morning clouds, afternoon sunshine. Some clouds tomorrow, then a chance for precipitation. High 34, low 21. That could be in the form of rain, sleet, or snow. Hopefully not ice. Morning snow showers in the forecast Thursday. High 25, low 5 below. And then up to 10, down to 2 with sunshine on Friday, Valentine's Day. 31 now on ESPN 93.5.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The T-Mobile-Sprint merger has been cleared by a federal judge. A coalition of state prosecutors challenged the merger, saying the combination would reduce competition. Judge Victor Marrero heard the case and sided with the two phone companies. As part of T-Mobile and Sprint's settlement with the Justice Department, some of Sprint's prepaid phone plans will be sold to Dish Network. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell says the U.S. economy appears durable. He says growth is steady and unemployment is near a half-century low, but he does say the U.S. faces risks from the coronavirus in China. In his first report to Congress of the year, Powell says the Fed believes interest rates don't need to be changed unless economic conditions are to change significantly. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Only 1 week after a chaotic finish in Iowa.
I am not going to sugarcoat it. We took a gut punch in Iowa.
Democrats look to the Granite State.
We will pass a Medicare for All single-payer program.
Fox News Democracy 2020 presents the New Hampshire First in the Nation primary.
We are going on to New Hampshire victorious.
Coverage kicks off at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Radio. Listen live on the Fox News app. Download it now and click listen.
PDR is a AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility right here in Central Illinois. They have an esteemed community reputation, a great facility appearance, and amazing customer service. Plus, the staff is trained and qualified, has the most up-to-date equipment working on your vehicle, a wide scope of services, and warranty coverage. Stop into the AAA Chicago Motor Club approved facility, PDR Automotive on North Cunningham in Urbana, or call them at 367-9481.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors, 328-7529.
ESPN 93.5, it is Rob Dahlhaus, seeyouathome.us. One winter night, Friday into Saturday. How did it go, Rob?
Oh, my goodness, Stevie. It was amazing. We saw God show up in a big way. We saw 300 community members sign up to be box dwellers. We had at least 100, 150 volunteers, and just an amazing experience. We had some snow come down, so it was truly a winter night. And right now, we've been blessed to raise just under $313,000. So, yeah,
it's so good.
Blows my mind. So yeah, we're doing well. We've got 2 weeks until we close the books. So we'll close the books on the event February 21st, and still about $37,000 to go to reach our $350,000 goal. So just encouraging everyone, if you've been thinking and waiting for a sign to give, here's your sign.
Well, that's exciting. Congratulations. So much work. Now tell me how the money is going to be spent.
So the money will be spent to support all of the services we provide at CU at Home throughout the year, including transitional housing, 24-hour street outreach, our work program, our education and advocacy, our drop-in center, but also as we work with our friends at Austin's Place, the local winter women's shelter, we are going to be expanding emergency shelter services in our community to year-round beginning November 1st, 2020. So we really need that last chunk of funds to help support that and sustain that. Looking forward to next year as we bring that service back to the community for the first time in nearly 20 years.
Well, good work, my friend. Keep it up. Again, how do people give?
they can give online, seeyouathome.us. We've made it really easy. There's a big red donate button right there on the front of our webpage, and you can donate straight from there.
Had more sponsors and volunteers this year. Did you feel pretty good about all that as far as the business aspect of it, Rob?
Oh, my goodness. The volunteers was about the same number. The business sponsors just came out of the woodwork. We had 58 business sponsors last year, and we had over 80 this year.
Terrific.
So just incredible support.
Well, keep it up, Rob. You did a great job. I know it's the God's work. You're doing great. Keep up and help. Keep helping. I hope we run you out of business someday.
All right. Thank you all so much for your support. Have a great day.
See you at home.us. See you at home.us. You can still give. They're short of their goal, but still doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob Dahlhaus and all the great people, wonderful people that went out on a cold Friday night and raised money.
Of course, we're responding to a text when it comes to this gas attendant bill, and we just got a text in saying it's a shell bill, it won't pass. Do some research, please. So, you know, we're just doing a quick Google, and I was reading the article that was brought up when I typed in the search.
It said the Gas Station Attendant Act would make Illinois one of only two states nationwide that bar all drivers from self-service and gas stations. I understand it's not a law yet, but they're thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is when the public really needs to be aware of what a bad idea this would be. Number one, certainly currently, and I guess things could change in the economy, good luck finding somebody to pump the gas. They can't find anybody to do a burger. That's an inside job. Anyway, we're not jumping up and down mad about it because it is just a proposal. But if it's out there under Illinois policy... .org, it's a real deal. It's somebody has developed this thing and given it a number. Under House Bill 4571, the Gas Station Attendant Act, only dedicated employees would be allowed to pump your gas. I remember when they made the switch. I'm going, ooh, icky.
Right.
This is awful.
Right.
But the challenge would be finding qualified people, and then they don't show up, and then you have nobody pumping gas, and you have seven cars out there. Some of these stations,
I know.
You'd have to have more than one. You'd have to hire about 10, and then half of them don't come. I'm telling you, it's a tough time to pay $12 an hour.
That's right.
Or 8, or 9 and a quarter, what, 10, whatever it is, 15. They're still not coming.
This article says, due to other fees and challenges, Illinois gas tax burden is the third highest in the nation, costing a typical driver $100 per year. So they're just talking about the gas taxes, not talking about the pumping gas attendant bill.
Right. No, they've kind of hidden a whole bunch of fees in gasoline because we all need it unless we go hybrid. You can go hybrid. You can totally go one of those cars that punks in a gas station, charge your car every night.
True.
It's totally mainstream now. I mean, charging stations and stuff aren't very mainstream. They're there. You know, iHotel has a couple of for Teslas. So, there are ways to avoid gasoline. At least we would have a choice. And I think it would certainly impact your schedule. Because imagine going there and you need gas and the light is on and there's nobody to pump your gas. That would be awful. And listen, the society we live in has sped up about 100 times in 10 years. We can't wait. We microwave something for a minute, and we got to do something.
That's right.
We got to get it done. We're multitask here. So the thought of me sitting in my car till the one guy comes and I can't drive very far because I let it get too low, that kind of story.
Well, and I just think when I see different slots full at a gas station and how I circle around and I get frustrated at that when there's not a pump available.
I'm telling you, this would be a bad idea. So what do you think? 359-2255. What I would probably lean to, if they did this, I'd go buy a gas station. And then I get five people dressed in white with the hats that run out and service your car really fast and make it a show.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. And they all run out and completely surround your car. So you'd get a theater company and to act it out. And then you donate to their company. See, I'm just always thinking.
Okay.
I think it'd be a really bad idea.
Yeah.
A gas station attendant act. Leave it to my wonderful people in Illinois to come up with that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll show them. We'll create jobs. I don't think you should be allowed to be on any ballot unless you've made a payroll. I really don't. We appreciate your public service. Go into business. Tell me how you feel when you're done. You need to make a payroll before you're even eligible to run for anything, because you don't have any clue what you're talking about if you haven't. As far as what stimulates business and we'll make $15 an hour because that'll create more jobs than give them. They won't hire any more people and they're going to raise the price of the Big Mac. It's just not real hard, but they don't understand it because they've never done it. Now, there'd be a lot of people in our legislature in Illinois that have run a business. Good for them. Mm-hmm. Look for them because they ought to know. Okay, news is coming up next. If you have a text on the gas station attendant bill, what do you think? 359-2255. It is 8:30.
You had a dream of opening your business, and you took a risk to build it. At Busey, we understand your goals and dreams continue to evolve as you position your business for growth, look towards retirement, and plan for future generations. Achieve your dreams. Busey is here to help. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
News. I'm Chris Foster. It's the first primary of the 2020 presidential campaign in New Hampshire. Michael Bloomberg's not on the ballot there, but Les Otten gave him a write-in vote as a Democrat.
Essentially, we're saying that climate change and the budget deficit are two of the most important things that we can take care of for future generations.
Amy Klobuchar is still trying to whip up votes.
Something's happening here, and we just want to seize the moment. So I'm going to work my heart out.
President Trump held a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire last night, tweeting at 1 a.m. about the sentencing recommendation for a former associate of his, calling it horrible and very unfair.
Roger Stone, who was convicted of lying to Congress in the Russia probe, could go to prison for up to 9 years when he's sentenced on February 20th. His defense had argued for probation, citing his lack of criminal history and his age of 67.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A man accused of murdering a Mahomet woman more than 10 years ago goes to trial starting today. 31-year-old Michael Henslick is accused of assaulting and stabbing his former Mahomet Seymour classmate, Holly Cassano, in 2009. Henslick was in court for a pretrial hearing on Monday and for the selection of jury members who will hear the case this week. May be pumped at a gas station in Illinois unless it is pumped by a gas station attendant. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Tired of waiting for your current HVAC company to call you back?
Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Call ABC Heating and Air at 217-352-5400. You'll talk to a real human being, and they service all makes and models. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Heating and Air, 217-352-5400. That's 352-5400.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. And you'll be pleased. All right, we check our weather. We got kind of a weary eye tomorrow. We're going to get precipitation, but what form?
That's right. Today's high 38, down to 25, partly cloudy. Tomorrow's high 34, down to 21, with a chance for rain or snow or sleet, and hopefully not ice, but that could occur. Morning snow showers in the forecast. Windy on Thursday. High 25, low 5 below. Sunshine by Friday, but a high only 10, down to 2 for Valentine's Day. Rather brisk for those delivering flowers. Right now, the temperature's at 31 on ESPN 93.5.
If you want to call the Blossom Basket 367 Rose and just get it done because you can't wait till Friday, that's going to be too late. They're going to be, how many people in Champaign-Urbana will call Friday morning to get flowers?
I mean, a lot.
I mean, today's it.
Right.
For Blossom Basket, he's got a lot. But he can take calls through today for orders for Friday. And I think he could probably even get them delivered earlier if you'd like. Why not celebrate the whole week?
Right. The flowers will stay for a couple of weeks when you get this high quality from Blossom Basket.
If you want to call Ron Bailey over at Blossom Basket, 367 Rose, today's your last call.
Mm-hmm.
But I just smile at the busy person that forgot. And then Friday morning, I'm calling to get some flowers delivered. Say, what? You can't deliver any flowers on Valentine's Day?
Right.
There's that. A shell bill typically has no real substantive provisions, so it sounds like they're raising the flag to see if anybody salutes, kind of thing. The legislature needs to know, and your rep needs to know, in Illinois, we do not want a gas station attendant bill, meaning only Bob, who works at the gas station, can pump your gas. And when they made that switch, I was a little apprehensive. Ew. What do I do? How do I click that thing?
Mm-hmm.
And do I get gas on my hands?
Mm-hmm.
And now we can even stay and get more marshmallowy in the car and not even move. That's a good idea. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Could you check the oil? The dipstick is in. Oh, it's right over there. My fluids, I need a little more. The guy, in front of you takes 9 hours to get away. Well, listen, this is a bad idea.
This is a Democrat from Oak Park who introduced this, Camille Lilly.
Apparently to create jobs. Do they have any idea what it's like to find somebody to work at Burger King right now? You can't find people. It's the people are not there to do those jobs right now. I am hearing from at least a half a dozen business owners that cannot staff their business now. Now, if we get Bernie Sanders, well, I take it back.
Wow.
New Hampshire primary is going on today. Bernie's supposed to win. He's the socialist. And you're saying, how did we get here? Well, they say, it's the indoctrination of the children. We've been indoctrinated with probably liberal thoughts for a very, very long time, right? I mean, I remember a presentation at Eastern Illinois University in 1975. And I thought it was like, I was ready to go protest, man. The government was evil, and the government was, it was like totally anti-government and whatever it was. I just remember it being very liberal. Now I knew it was liberal. So that's been going on 40, 50, 60 years. So what has changed? Could it be that free college? I mean, if Elizabeth Warren won, apparently I'll get to forgive all the college debt in my family. Got my attention.
Sure.
Good old Elizabeth Warren.
I mean, taxing the rich sounds like a great phrase. Of course, middle class, lower class, stick it to the rich. They've got all the money.
I think we need to get educated on what socialism is. As the woman at the rally said when asked why she likes Bernie and socialism, she had no idea what that meant. She just went, Bernie! No idea what socialism is.
Okay.
Socialism is where a very small circle of people decide and control your life. Now, if that's what you want, but it squashes human individuality and liberty for you, it's going to be for the whole. So if you're part of a group and it's not good for the whole, tough. If you're part of a, I don't know, if you're somebody who dreams of XYZ and it's deemed not good for the whole, then it's doesn't work. It's never worked anywhere. I would think you could even argue, I know Bernie always said Sweden and Norway and 3 million people that live there. That's not socialism. They have socialism aspects, as I understand it, but not compared to what we're talking about here. Where this will be decided for you, what you want to do, it is demotivating, it's a morale buster, and again, if you all want to be equal, and if you want to go to work at 10 in the morning, get home at 3, and everything is controlled, all your medicine is covered, you'll never have a copay again. Now, the downside of that is, try getting in for a specialist, see how that goes for you. They got June open of 2022 right now if you want to grab that 10-15 spot. And then, of course, the people that preach this don't live it. Bernie Sanders has his third home, $600,000 third home on the beach, and he is the number one candidate in private jet use. I thought he was a climate guy, too. I don't get it. And what did he say when somebody asked him about being a millionaire? Well, you can write a best-selling book, and you can be a millionaire, too. Pointing his finger. And what has Bernie Sanders accomplished in his life? He was a mayor of some small town in Vermont. He's been a senator for, what, 40 years, 50 years? He's passed three bills. Two of them were naming post offices. Hillary Clinton said he hasn't done anything. He might be the Democratic nominee for president.
Well, we need to do a little more research if we're back at him.
Do you want that kind of a life, though, where you have free health care? That sounds sweet.
How do you do that?
Well, that's the
next question.
And you know what Bernie said on CBS this morning last week? How will you pay for this? Well, nobody knows. What? How much will it cost? Nobody knows. Well, that's no answer.
Right.
And he points and wags his finger at the billionaires and the Wall Street people, which won't cover the nut on this. Say it's $50 trillion. We're trying to run the country on how many trillion? Five? And this thing's going to cost 50? Where do you get the money? And what kind of service will you enjoy when there's no motivation? When the person behind the desk is a government worker that doesn't care about you and you can't do anything about that?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think it'd be kind of an error to do this kind of a lifestyle. Because you can go... Venezuela is a poster child now for socialism. Falling apart, a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous poverty in that system. I just don't think people get it. Okay, 359-2255. You want to text in? Check your sports coming up. 842.
ILLINI. Cheer on the Illini at Pia's Sports Bar and Grill. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce Slugger Burger for only $8.95. Enjoy $3 22-ounce light and Coors Light drafts every home and away Illini game. Watch the game at Pia's or ride the free shuttle to all home games. Plus, enter to win 100 level seats each game. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Flowers and romance, a perfect combination. February 14th is Valentine's Day. Show that person you love and respect how special they are with flowers from the Blossom Basket Florist. Roses are the true message of love and will put a smile on that special someone's face and she'll know that she is loved. Visit the Blossom Basket Florist, 1002 North Cunningham Avenue in Urbana, or at the Village at the Crossing at the corner of Windsor and Duncan Road in Champaign. Call 367-ROSE or visit online at blossombasket.com. Yeah, there have been some, I think, a spat of... home break-ins over on the west side of town near where I live. People need to lock your doors.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're kind of casual. Go in. They look for jewelry boxes in your bedroom.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it's just a... I don't know if it's a some sort of a burglary ring or something, but anywhere you live, you need to lock your doors these days mm-hmm. because with drugs and all the things going on, and you just got to be careful and think of security. Okay, and also we had a high-speed chase in our area in Douglas County and Champaign County. What happened?
Right. It was posted on Channel 3 site yesterday after 6:30. Two people arrested after police say they shoplifted from a store, then got into a crash on I-57. Tuscola Police Officer Craig Hastings said the suspect, Tyler Welch and Taya Washington, shoplifted at the Old Navy at the Tuscola Outlet Mall. Officers initially got a call from Old Navy's employees about the theft. Police got caught up with them on I-57 by the Curtis Road exit. An off-duty police officer from another city detained the suspect until the police got there. The suspect tried to drive away, then ended up crashing into a pickup truck, also got hit by a semi-truck. They got out of their car and took off running up the ramp.
What?
Where they were eventually stopped by officers and arrested. Both were charged with retail theft and eluding the police. The driver of the car was also charged with driving with a suspended license, fleeing and eluding the police along with reckless driving.
Oh, this is like a Thelma and Louise thing?
I guess.
What is up with that? First of all, you're on a...
shoplifted at Old Navy.
Suspended license. You go grab clothes that don't belong to you. You walk out. They call the police. They catch you on 57. Then your instinct is to speed?
and then get out of the car and run up the ramp.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Wow.
I'll bet you $1 the police could catch you. Betcha. I don't know. What a mess.
Right.
And I guess the question would come into any priors, or obviously there's something going on. Mm-hmm. She has two women.
Right.
Suspended license. Well, that's activity. And that was at Curtis Road.
Mm-hmm. Wow. From Tuscola to Curtis Road. Okay, we're getting more texts in about some of the things we've been talking about. This is a classic Democratic move. They know nothing about business whatsoever. All they're going to do is irritate folks and cause the price of gasoline to go up to the ceiling. Self-serving Democrats in the General Assembly. It is pitiful.
I tell you what, though, it would possibly stimulate electric car sales. Because I would totally think about
that. You're right.
Because for me to go to a gas station with no attendance because the guy didn't show up, and the strategy there would be, and the Illinois legislator is kicking around an idea where you have to have an attendant pump your gas. That's what we're talking about, which is really dumb. So the thought of, you'd have to go get your gas filled when it's half, and then you kind of look, see if anybody's there, and then go in.
Okay, back to the Bernie thought on this text, the 217 sector. You forgot to mention the specialist that you waited 2 years to see will be a government doctor that's paid what someone else like Bernie thinks is fair. Not sure if you want that guy working on your heart.
Listen, I could get behind socialism if I'm one of the top five guys, because I think that's sweet. They get a lot of stuff. The Politburo gets good stuff. But if you're outside, I prefer $330 million plus kind of running the country. That'd be my vote. But to have a few tell you exactly the kinds of ways you're going to live and get services, I don't think that works. I don't think that works at all. You can always text in 359-2255-846. How can Michigan State be favored in my yard, in my back, my house? Michigan State's 1.5 favorite. What?
We are tied for second place in the Big Ten. Could we be solely on top of the win tonight then?
Yeah, we'd be behind Maryland.
Okay.
Maryland would have to
lose. Well, Maryland faces Nebraska at 7:30.
That's not going to happen. All so Maryland is, but Maryland has to pay Michigan State twice coming up. So if you want to win the Big Ten, you have to win tonight.
So Purdue hosts Penn State, number 13 Penn State at Mackey Arena. So that's happening too as far as college ball that we're watching. Number 7 Duke over number 8 Florida State, 70-85 yesterday. On to the NBA, Brooklyn's Nets over the Indianapolis Pacers. That final 106-105. Bulls are at Washington tonight. Congratulations, sophomore Sydney Sickles on the softball team. Big Ten Pitcher of the Week. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Yeah, so the big thing about tonight is you go to Rutgers and Penn State, and they're just different teams, kind of like Illinois. So you want to get this one, and then you got your challenge on the road, and maybe you can split that. I don't know. If you won one out of two, Rutgers and Penn State on the road, I'd sure take that right now. You could lose them all. And I guess you could win them all, but I think at this minute, you're probably thinking, let's just get one or two. And not go 0-3 on this swing, because it's just hard. It just is hard. And I know the back end looks a little easier, but they're just all hard in the Big Ten. I don't remember it being this tough. Let's check the weather.
All right. Partly cloudy. The sun's coming out now here at the Pines in Urbana. We've got a high 38, low 25. 34 the high tomorrow, down to 21. 100% chance of precipitation late in the day tomorrow. Could be snow, freezing rain, sleet, or ice. We've got morning snow showers, windy conditions in Thursday's forecast as things start to get definitely colder from a high 25 to 5 below. Then sunshine on Friday with a high 10, low 2. We're currently at 31, ESPN 93.5.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. At Provident, our job is to help people plan for and get through some of life's toughest challenges. Our mission is to provide each of our clients with individualized strategies, premier service, and independent thinking to help them achieve their financial goals. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
You're moving into a new neighborhood. It's important to make a good first impression. Is this what you want move-in day to be? The professional movers at Two Men in a Truck know your new neighbors are watching from their kitchen window. They're sizing you up. Make a good first impression. Hire professional movers that are background checked and drug tested. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
What's Kasasa Tunes? It's free checking that funds your fun. Now available at Prospect Bank. Earn refunds on your iTunes, Amazon.com, and Google Play purchases, all for doing the simple things that you do anyway. Free Kasasa Checking even refunds your ATM fees nationwide. Get paid. Bank local. Ask for Kasasa at Prospect Bank or go to bankprospect.com and join the movement today. Qualifications and rules apply. See financial institution for details. Member FDIC.
Okay, we've had a lot of conversation. We got the New Hampshire primary. We touched, of course, on that. Had our good friend Warren Honeycutt on, who's our guy that kind of said, Stevie J, stop eating sugar. Told him 2016, and I have certainly consumed a whole lot. It decreased my cholesterol by like 100 points.
It's amazing what just watching it will do.
But yet, how can you not pound down Girl Scout cookies, which I love?
I know. They're on sale on Friday.
It's good. Buy all the Girl Scouts cookies you want, right, but just eat two. Right? You don't eat the box like I can do.
I know.
You just got to... Well, I had two Girl Scout cookies yesterday.
And when it comes to cereal, that's a famous snack for me to grab in the evening. The only shredded wheat has no sugar.
I have no sugar on Gracie Oats.
Oh.
Grace makes this cereal.
Like a granola.
It's used from oatmeal. Okay. And then she puts some healthy things on
it. And honey to sweeten it.
Tastes so good.
That sounds wonderful. Mary Jean, my sister, used to do that too.
Gracie Oats, you bake them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you bake them and it's fantastic and it's healthy. And
yeah.
I put honey on it and a little banana.
Yep.
And so the cereal thing, the key with that is that you just gotta, if you could just stop eating, what'd the guy say? When the sun goes down, the fork goes down?
Yes.
If you could figure
4 hours before you go to bed,
eating. If you could figure out fork down, sun goes down, man, would that be better.
Yeah.
And that
goes along with this fasting trend that we've been reading about in 2020. And it's, if you can watch it 4 hours before you go to bed, that is a lot of time without eating, where your body is, you know, establishing a new metabolism.
Yep. So those are things. And I know everybody tries the first of the year to kind of get it going.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, try not to eat too late at night and eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full.
Those more are water.
Basic things. Water.
Keep moving.
Can you drink enough water? All right.
Really.
The Stever today was Honda BMW test drive. If you know somebody that's in the market for a car, vehicle, van, truck, Honda BMW, an award-winning dealer, you can text in Honda. And if you're qualified, that means a three-minute phone call with me, a qualified person that can buy a car. Then you go get $200 for test driving something. And I will be out there later today. I know the guys think I work there, and I kind of do, because I kind of hang out and pretend I know about cars and trucks.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
Well, say hi to Craig and Kenny and Dale.
Well, I had somebody the other day say, will you negotiate for me? I'm going, no.
I don't really need you.
You don't haggle. Yeah. And in knowing a little more about the car business, very little, but I know a little more. They haggle. I mean, when you haggle for the price, I don't think everybody makes money in the selling of a vehicle. It's mostly on having you there for life and getting your oil changes and all that other stuff.
That's right.
But it's nice to have a car guy. And if you don't, I encourage you to get to know Honda BMW. And there is a feeling when you go into a car dealership, well, they're just trying to screw me. You're just trying to take advantage.
You're right.
Everybody has that apprehension.
Mm-hmm.
This is very low key out there. And if you want to buy a car from them, great. If you don't, hey, give me a hug. See you later.
That's right.
That's fine. But it's not like that everywhere. So anyway, Honda BMW, you can text in Honda if you want to take advantage of that deal.
Ben Quattrone with a birthday yesterday.
Ben Quattrone with a birthday.
Hey.
And I said, happy birthday, text him. And he said, thanks, kid.
Uh-huh.
And I really appreciate that.
Me too.
I'm a kid. Tears are welling in my eyes.
Exactly.
All right, go online tonight. I'll see you all tonight. It's orange out. They'll be lined up around the State Farm Center. That'll be fun. It's an 8 o'clock tip. It's Michigan State. It's a big one for us. Everybody who's following all this, it knows, just a big one. It's a big one.
Yeah.
And then maybe Jeremy can explain the Major League Baseball proposal, taking the playoff teams from, what, 10 to 14?
10 to 14.
And then having some sort of a draft
TV
as to who,
reality
but
show
who you play.
Right.
You get to pick your opponent. I don't know.
I don't either.
I like more teams in. It means Cubs and Cardinals would both get in more.
But they're mulling around some major changes in the postseason.
Okay. Everybody's
in sum it up briefly.
The reality suspense thing.
I know.
And then if you pick a team to play, does that mean you think you can beat them? And you're dissing my team? I mean, are they trying to build that?
Maybe.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Okay, stand by. We'll get maybe an explanation on that. But the big story, of course, is the big game tonight. And we'll talk more about it in the morning.
Enjoy the day.
Yep, let's get them. That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner next again. Orange out tonight. It'll be fun because whenever everybody's in their orange like Diane is already.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of fun. So enjoy your day. See you tonight at the ball game and have a great, Tuesday.
Caution. A virus has been detected.
Captain, our bandwidth is too low and the firewall is down. The viruses are attacking. This is an emergency.
We'll be just fine. All we need is a competent captain, such as myself.
Computer, how are we looking?
Guidance cannot compute. Computers have been infested. We should have used Area Wide.
Quickly, call down to Area Wide. Technologies to Champagne. The number is 359-8041.
Security threat neutralized.
Area Wide has done it again. We must remember to call them for our cyber security need. Take us home, Lieutenant.
Get the roof your home deserves. Roof Doctors. They have honest, reasonable rates. They give you competitive prices up front. No gimmicks or contractor pricing games. You can rely on Roof Doctors. No deposit required. No subcontractors. Over 30 years in business in the industry. Check out Roof Doctors at roofdoctorsco.com or call Tammy or Randy at 328-7529. Roof Doctors. 328-7529.
Hi, I'm Mike Roy from the Uni Music Boosters. Wanting you to come to All Out Acapella on Saturday, February 22nd at Unity High School. Two different shows, 4:30 and 7:30 p.m. $15 adult tickets, $10 student tickets ahead of time. Seeing some of the best college, high school, and elementary school group you will ever see. You can go to unimusicboosters.org for your tickets, and we hope to see you there. Once again, that's All Out Acapella on Saturday, February 22nd.
Hey, Miss Johnson. What's this you got cooking here on the stove?
Now, Billy, I told you to stay out of that until supper time, you hear me?
But, Miss Johnson, it smells so good, and it's so cold out.
I know it smells good, Billy. It's because it's my famous stew with a great cut of meat from the U of I Meat Sales Room.
If you're looking for the best cuts of meat for stew, soups, or any dish that will keep you warm this winter, head to the U of I Meat Sales Room. The U of I Meat Sales Room on the corner of Maryland and Florida in Urbana.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy, online at drivechampaign.com, or call 356-0303, drivechampaign.com.
Want to try the best coffee in Illinois? You're in luck. Clever Moose is now brewing Big Shoulders Coffee, awarded Best Coffee in Illinois 2019 by Food & Wine Magazine. This full-bodied, exclusive drip coffee blend, Bold Slugger, is rich, deep, and full of chocolatey sweetness. The new creamy, perfectly balanced espresso Lake Street is a smart blend of Brazilian, Ethiopian, and Ugandan beans with subtle fruity notes. The only downstate brewer of Big Shoulders Coffee is Clever Moose, located inside Logic at the corner of Neal Street and Fox Drive. Come try a cup today.
Bad hair day? Bad day at the office? Bad day behind the wheel? Hey, stuff happens, even to the best of us. At least your car insurance rate doesn't have to take a hit. Get Erie Rate Lock from Erie Insurance. Gives you a great rate that stays put until you change a car, driver, or your address. Plus, seriously good service. Now that's something to smile about.
Your Erie agent in Champaign is Thomas & Deller's Insurance. Get a quote at 217-356-2400.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I had sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel a timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, We will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-618-1414. That's 800-618-1414. 800-618-1414.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.